Baxter. Max and his mom were going to live in the city. Max was not happy. Baxter had to stay behind with Barney.
Baxter is too big a dog to live in an apartment, said his mom. But you can still come and see him here.
Baxter watched the truck go out the gate. He didn't want to be left behind, so he jumped over the fence and ran after the truck. But the truck was going too fast, and Baxter couldn't catch it.
I'm not staying here.
Baxter wanted to be with Max, so he ran on and on. He was tired, and his paws were cut and bleeding. But he didn't stop running until he fell down on the side of the road.
This is the end of me.
Baxter woke up. He could hear people shouting.
Baxter! Baxter!
It was Max and his mum and Barney.
Poor Baxter, said Max. Look at this paw. He must come and stay with us. Poor Baxter. It's okay, boy.
So that's how Big Baxter went to live in a small apartment in the big city. When his paws were better, Max's mom said,
Sorry, Max, but this apartment is far too small for Baxter. He'll have to go back to Barney.
But Max just couldn't let Baxter go, so he went to see Polly next door.
You have a big house and a big yard, he said. Would you like a big dog? I would, said Polly, if you can take him for walks.
Now Baxter is a city dog. He lives with Polly and looks after her like a friend. Next door, he has Max, and sometimes he goes back to the country to visit Barney.
This dog has the best of all worlds, says Polly.